Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 8, verses 42 through 59. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. John, beginning in the 8th chapter. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me. For I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character. For he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died. Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Before Abraham was, before there were blood moons, or for that matter, simply full moons, before any sound was heard or light was seen, before COVID, Ebola, or AIDS or violence in our schools, before healthcare mandates or Planned Parenthood, before armies, tanks, and drones, before voters' assemblies or bureaucratic red tape, before Prozac or Viagra, before heartbreak, loneliness, or depression, before anything, before everything, Jesus is. Not Jesus was, but Jesus is. He is the great I am, always in the present tense. He is without beginning or end. He is the great one in three, three in one, who walked with Adam in the garden and wrestled with Jacob, who was there in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, who delivered his people from bondage. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the creative word of the Father's Spirit, love in the flesh, who with his voice simply called all things into existence. He is Mary's son, and yet Mary's Lord. He is the ram caught in the thicket, forsaken by God and destroyed in wrath, in holy wrath, for sins that he did not commit. He is the stronger man, the one who rose victorious from the grave, and thus he rules at the right hand of the Father, and sends forth his Holy Spirit from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. The nations of the earth are in his hands. They are his inheritance. And yet this is hard for us men of fallen flesh. We think of ourselves far more highly than we ought. The old Adam in us is dissatisfied, purposefully deaf and blind to the things that he does not wish to hear or to see. We do not want to be made small. We prefer the delusion that we are mighty men of valor, worthy of praise and in control of things, that our thoughts and labors are lasting and important, or at least more important than that other guy's, right? Thus we erect monuments and we wage war. But worse still, worse than the terrible power and the vastness of God compared to the smallness and trivial existence of man, worse is the mystery that this almighty Creator, who is and ever shall be, would humble himself to be born of a virgin, to become one of us, even the weakest and seemingly most insignificant of us at that. If God would become man, at least he should be the best man that there ever was and ever is, the most beautiful, the strongest, the smartest, the most revered, the most honored. But this mere carpenter's apprentice dares to stand before the rulers of Israel and tell them that despite appearances, he is not that he is not only greater than they, but that he is greater even than Abraham. In lowliness, he represents them. And now they know an insult when they hear it. So the Pharisees don't rejoice. They are not Abraham's true sons in humility. In their arrogance, they do not hear God's word, for they are not of God. They still cling to the lies of the serpent and would rather be gods themselves. And so they hear only the law. They oppose it. They rise against it, revert to their naturally fallen state and rebel. They will not be emptied or give up their imaginary honor and their self-absorbed pride. They will not turn the other cheek or let Jesus wash their feet. They will not beg for mercy or seek forgiveness. Thus the stone that the builders rejected, the one against whom they lifted up stones and sought to murder in that house of prayer for all people, that stone, he, Jesus, falls upon them. They are crushed under its weight because they reject the name of the only begotten, the only name in all the universe that brings salvation. They condemn themselves to the lonely fires of hell. There is, however, another way. There is submission to this mighty stone. Fall upon it and be broken. Let the law have its way with you. Confess your sins. Confess your pettiness and your pride, your shameful self-centeredness. Repent and look here. Behold, the I Am of everlasting grace has not come in terror or in judgment. He has not come to steal your power, to steal your honor and your pleasure. He has come with healing in his wings, to intervene and to turn you from yourself and to him. He has come to be your God, to win you back, to forgive every sin of yours, to satisfy your hunger and your every need. Thus, you don't need to sacrifice your sons. The Lord has provided himself the lamb. He has sacrificed his son in your place. And hear this today. Hear this. The end was never in doubt. Our God was never lacking mercy or compassion. For before Abraham was, before all of creation fell with our first parents, and before we added our own indecency to theirs, God had a plan to make you his own. He knew your name from the foundations of the world before he knit you together in your mother's womb. He planned your baptism. He chose you through divine grace to live with him in forever in pure joy. He provides. He stays Abraham's knife and lays it himself upon the altar without complaint. A sacrifice of such magnitude that our weak minds simply cannot contain it. A love beyond all human understanding and expression, a miracle that exceeds our wildest hopes, our dreams, and those expectations. God became man, to die in your stead and to cleanse you all your sins, to purify you for all holiness. He died, but he is not dead. He lives. Likewise, heir of Israel, shall you. You shall never see death, for the word of God falls upon your ear, and it is placed upon your tongue to enter your heart and to wash your soul clean. You worship him in spirit and in truth, and then the very things, even the external things that he has given to you. You are the real sons of Abraham, set free by truth. Abraham is not dead, and neither shall you ever be. And soon, blessedly, the trumpets will sound, and the one who was, who is, and who is to come, whoever shall be, he will complete what he has begun in you. He will call out Abraham out of the grave, and you will be revealed as his sons. The promise spoke in heaven at your baptism is still good. It always will be. And the angels in heaven rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.